Before we take a quick break, here's today's GeoQuiz. Drifting snow and whiteout conditions caused havoc this week on Highway 402. Hundreds of motorists were stranded right there in the middle of a wild snowstorm. Some folks had to be rescued by military helicopters and vehicles with four-wheel drive. We're going to hear how some local residents helped with the rescue, too. But first, where is Highway 402? A few clues. It's also known as King's Highway 402, and its western end is the Blue Water Bridge. That's an international crossing between the U.S. and Canada, spanning the St. Clair River. We're going to slip you the answer in the second half of our program. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A blast of severe winter weather hit Highway 402 this week. The highway is in southern Ontario, Canada, and southern Ontario is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. We'll also take Ontario, though. Hundreds of motorists were stranded along 402. Some cars were trapped in 6 feet of snow. The Canadian government dispatched military helicopters to rescue the snowbound motorists. Even area residents pitched in. Heather Helps was at home on a chicken farm nearby when the snowfall turned heavy.
Like, we couldn't even see across the road. And so we had all these stranded cars and trucks out in front of us. And we knew that police were going along with skidoos and trying to get the people out of the car so that they weren't stuck on the highway at night. It was kind of funny. We had an older couple come to the door, and then the next thing you know, we had another older gentleman that had slept in his car ended up coming to the door. And then we had some truck drivers. They had nowhere to go. The traffic wasn't moving, and they didn't want to keep running their vehicles because they were getting low on fuel, so they just chose to come to the house to get out of the cold.
So when they knocked on the door, what'd you do with them?
They said, come on in, take your coats off and sit down. We made a pot of coffee, and we made two or three pots, actually, and just kept filling cups and getting them warm. They were cold. Then found out that they hadn't eaten in a day, so started making some toast for them and just tried to make them comfortable. It turned out to be a lot of fun.
Because why? I mean, these are strangers who you're helping out.
That's right. And it's funny how, life takes the turns. And, there was an older couple that was supposed to be flying out of Detroit to head away on a family birthday celebration in Germany that missed their flight. And we had a young fellow, a delivery fella, and we had a couple truck drivers.
And some of them stayed overnight?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I guess you have a farmhouse, so maybe...
It's not big, but we made room.
Where'd you make room?
We threw blankets on the couches, and my husband and I gave up our bed last night to the one couple.
That was nice of you.
Well, I would hope that somebody would do the same for me someday.
So did you make a big farmhouse breakfast?
They had a cup of coffee, and they were ready to get on the road.
Does this kind of thing happen often? I mean, certainly the snowstorm like this.
We've never seen anything like this. It's a small community, and you try and do the neighborly thing. And, like, we've got large tractors and stuff, so if people are stuck, we're able to go out and help pull out and get people on their way.
What were the conditions like at their worst?
Really cold and really windy. And the thing was, there was such big drifts on the road that cars would hit them and it would just stop them in their tracks. It was just crazy.
6 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Is anyone out there now?
No. No more knocks on the door.
No more toast waiting in the toaster?
No. One gentleman, when he left this morning, got quite emotional and pretty much broke down and said, you just don't realize what you did, and I just want you to know how much I appreciated that. And just that in itself right there is... makes it all worthwhile.
Heather Helps in Southern Ontario, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Thank you very much, Heather. We wish you the best.
Thank you.